Hey guys, well, I'm back for another episode. At least it's not like 3 months like before, or like a year or so. But I guess like I'm back because like I just feel like I have things to talk about. And I guess I could give you guys like a brief overview and update of like where I am in my life right now. So the last time I talked, I told you guys that I have like a new corporate job in like a really big industry and for like a really big network. And that's just been going okay so far. Like it's like a new world and like a new adjustment, and like I'm slowly starting to find like my footing in this world. Like it's like corporate America and like being in media is so different, and I feel like it's a really huge learning curve. So as like I'm slowly getting adjusted and being added to like accounts and different platforms, like I'm slowly like working my way into it and stuff like that. For like the past week and a half, I was assigned to like I work for like, well, let me explain. Like, I work for like a really big network that owns several networks within it. Like, just for personal and professional reasons, I will not mention the name of the company. So, I work for one of their networks that are on the side. So, and it's like strictly for like black entertainment. And I'm really happy about that because I had a lot of fears with starting this job, and one of those fears was just like me not seeing black leadership as a black woman or any like person of color leadership because of like just the horror stories online that I've read about like corporate jobs in general, not just in my job. They have like pretty good reviews, but like on like in general and just corporate America, how there's a lack of diversity, and if there is diversity, it comes with some type of microaggression, and like you could tell that there were quotas that they were trying to fulfill, but that's just not the case with my job in regards to this particular entity inside the company or network, should I say. So I'm really stoked about that because a lot of my managers in that part of that network look like me. Like, and it just makes me feel like it's attainable to be in a certain role or a certain position because a lot of times, like, with jobs, like, and this is just in my previous, like, my past positions, like, it's hard to, like, gauge your ability to rank up or to be promoted in a company, especially if, like, the company lacks people that look like you. Like, sometimes, like, you could be there for so long and you won't get that position, but I think that could go for anyone. But I noticed that it's kind of, like, 10 times harder for, like, black women and other women of color, when it comes to these companies in general. And like, I'm really stoked for it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm like really looking forward to helping launch campaigns and like so on and so forth because like the media world is so diverse and it's so different. And it's just like, I feel like, it's innovative and it's like really nice to be in a position where you see the behind the scenes. I think for me coming into this job, like I always seen the media from a consumer's point of view, but I never knew the logisticals that go into media, especially when you want to target the right consumers and the marketing and like what all goes into it. So that's like the part that I'm really excited about. And also like the fact that I get to work with like a really great group of like minority women and men that like just feels like it could like catapult me and teach me different things and different skills that I think that are like super necessary, especially with me like being in this corporate world because as much as like I see through the corporate bullshit, like I still need to put like food on my table, pay my rent, and stuff like that, contrary to popular belief. You have to work to make things happen. So I guess, like, this is just kind of like where I am now, but like, things on the job end are pretty good and pretty productive compared to where I was like months ago with my job there, where I was just really completely miserable and just not enjoying it, and I just didn't feel productive. I felt very stagnant. So there's like a brief update of like how my job is. But personally, I think like I'm really into astrology, and I see like all these like posts and videos about like how there's so many transits going on, and it like, and I kind of look at it from my chart, even though like it's kind of like German to me sometimes. I'm just like, what the fuck am I reading? But like, you know, I once it's like explained to me, I have like a really good friend who's into astrology, and she like explains it to me often of like, oh, this is probably why I feel this way or that way. And I really do believe that there's like astrology to everything, and like it just makes sense like when she's explaining it. So, you know, that part of it, like me personally, I just feel like I'm a little down, but like I'm also not like too sad, but like I just feel like I'm going through an emotional like tidbit because next month is the anniversary of my mom's passing, and it'll be 6 years since she's been gone. And I think one of like the wild things for me is that I feel like it doesn't feel like 6 years that she's been gone. It feels like a lifetime, and it's always such a frustrating thing for me, because like there's so much, like there's days, like guys, like I swear I wish I could just pick up the phone and call my mom and be like, Mom, guess what? Or Mom, this is some bullshit. Or Mom, I don't think I could call the doctor's office and find out anything. Or Mom, I don't know what I'm doing. Or like, Mom, I just really don't have the desire to work anymore, to be an adult, and I just want to come home and just be simple and live a simple life for a while, get back on my feet and stuff. Like there's like certain things there that like just really hurts, and it's just like every milestone or every like step that I'm taking in this life, like I really wish she was here to accompany me on this journey. But I know like sometimes I have to remind myself that like just because she died, she's not gone. Like her spirit is still somewhere. She's not too far away. Like she's lurking somewhere, and a lot of the times I could feel her energy, or she'll like pop up in my dreams, and it just feels like something, you just feel like so surreal, like when she's talking to me and just stuff like that. And I just hold on to like all of our memories and photos and stuff like that, because I feel like the more I talk about it and the more that I'm open about it, the more that I don't feel so stuck in my feelings. Because people really say like as time goes by, like things get better when you lose a loved one, but like to be honest with you, I feel like time gets worse. Like I feel like every inconvenience kind of reminds you that this person's not gone, especially in my situation, because I lost my mom so young. I kind of find myself falling victim to just like, Mom, why? Like, anyone else in this world, why her? Like, you know, like, and sometimes, like, it's really frustrating. And then also, like, coming from like a religious family, that I'm left here with, they're just always like, oh, don't question, like, God's like plans or intentions. And it's just like sometimes it's hard not to, because it's just like, you know, I needed her, why? But I really do feel like a lot of things just happen, and there's never going to be a reason for it, and you just have to just be accepting in some regard and just try the best that you can, and just take everything like day by day, second by second, minute by minute, because it's just life is just always thrown you for a loop. And like death is just one of those things that will always hurt and always will be painful, and things that you just can't get over. So like that's like my emotional like tidbit there, and sorry to divulge on that little rant, but like I just, you know, I just think I this is just like my journal, so I think it's just honest for me to be transparent and real where I am, because I feel like a lot of times, like in society, we've learned to like not talk about grief or death because everyone just expects you to move on. But like really, when you lose someone so near and dear, like it's just so hard to move on because you just want to sit in that pain. You just want to sit in whatever emotions comes from it, and you just like want, like you want to move forward, but like your mind and your body and your heart are like all moving at different times and directions. Like it's really hard to explain unless you've been in that position, but like yeah, like that's just really how I feel right now. So I'm like, you know, trying to use like discernment and just say to myself and really just try to find things that bring me like joy and like and just, you know, stuff like that. And I don't know, like I guess like with time things will get better with the, on that stance, and with time, like, you know, I won't always be so like miserable leading up to her anniversary. 'Cause like right now I feel like a little miserable, like exhausted, like emotionally exhausted, because I have like a lot of other personal things going on with family. So, you know, it is what it is. It's life. And I feel like it is what it is like my catchphrase, because my mom like will always say it, but like yeah, there's just little things. And then I guess like I really like, you know, decided to make an episode today to just really just talk about being black in workspaces, and like specifically like corporate work places, because me transitioning into the corporate world and then watching certain family members transitions in the corporate world is so interesting to me. But I also like had such a really great conversation today. So today, like at work, like first of all, like my job is in this, ever since they said that the virus is gone. And you guys all know what I'm talking about, that, oh, everyone should get back to work, you know, masking is optional and stuff like that. And I really don't feel like this whole situation is over. Like, as much as people are getting tired of it and they're fatigued, they don't want to mask anymore, there is still, I think we're not even in the dirtiest and deepest parts of this pandemic. I just think like things are still progressively like changing, and variants are just popping up, and I just think everyone should be precautious. So with this forcing us back to work, I've noticed that they have no goddamn idea what they're doing. Like they are just like a lot of these jobs are now saying like these jobs can't be done remote, which to me I find interesting, because for like the past like almost 3 years, a lot of these things have been remote, like school and work. Like I feel like a lot of people have finally found the balance that they've needed so long in their lives, because people don't really understand, and this is just from me in general, that commuting takes most of your day, and then you're working these long hours, and then you commute back home, and then when you come home, you have responsibilities. For me, it's cooking dinner, but for others, it's maintaining their homes, taking care of their children, making sure the children did homework, and like taking care of a loved one, or so many other factors that like working from home opened up your schedule to have some type of flexibility. And I feel like a lot of these jobs say that, oh, we care about the mental health and well-being of their workers, and a lot of these jobs are performing very well because their workers are finally having a balance, a work-life balance. And I feel like this rush to make things normal, this rush to get back to like the office, is just ridiculous to me. I feel like everyone wants things to be normal, and I put air quotes around that word because life will never be normal since this pandemic. Life will never be what it was in 2019. Things have changed drastically, and I think the disregard of that is just really frightening to me because it just makes it seem like money is more important than people. There is, like, literally, if you look anywhere and everywhere around the world in the news, you see that people are struggling financially, people are struggling mentally, emotionally, like, health-wise, like, it's just like I feel like there's such a disregard, and all these industries care about is like control, power, and just making people come back. It just make people go back to lives the way they once were, and people are realizing that they don't want that anymore. Like, it's tiring, it's exhausting. I feel like we shouldn't live our lives like machines because we're people. Like, we are not meant to like have like we're not meant to just be all work and no play. And I feel like a lot of these companies are just so caught up in that old schema of things that they're not realizing when they're like, oh, so many people are quitting their jobs, or people are demanding more in their salaries. What is this about? Because, like, life has changed. Like, there's no way a one bedroom apartment or a studio apartment should be going for almost 3 grand in some states, or like in New York alone, the rent has increased drastically across every area of New York. It's not just like, the city, but like in the counties, in upstate, like things have, like, are taking a huge change. And I feel like a lot of these jobs are disregarding that people are really in the need of help, in need of like a better life balance than what it is right now, because it's just been nothing but pure chaos. And it's just really frustrating because I just feel like humanity in general has a disregard of each other, and it's just like gross, like what's going on. And it's like I have so many thoughts about that, but like going back to what I was saying is just like they're forcing this initiative for everybody to come back in office, like, oh, you need to meet people. And like me personally, I work better by my damn self. I work better in my apartment, at my desk with my setup and doing what I can do. I will communicate with my team absolutely because that is what I need to do. And if I need help, I will ask questions. But like, I don't really give a damn to have small talk with Jim and Carrie in the break room. I don't give a damn to meet all these people because like, I don't know people. Like, I'm not gonna keep up with these people's names. Like, I don't, like, none of this shit really matters. Like, that's like the point that I think I'm trying to make. Like, none of this matters. Like, why do I feel the need? Why do you guys feel the need that we need this? Because, like, it just, like, they're just trying to cover up the fact that they just, like, they want us in office to control what we're doing. Because I'm not gonna lie, some of these Zoom meetings, I've been here like bullshitting. Like, I'm gonna be on my phone watching TikToks or something because, like, a lot of this stuff, like, you could just write an email and send it to me and just be like, and I could just be like, okay, Reddit, understand. If I had any questions, I could reach out with you further. But, like, this constant demand from to be seen and to just be in these spaces are just obnoxious. Like, this is not reality anymore. And it's just exhausting all around. Like, it's one thing to like, just like it's just one thing to just need my time because I work there, but like to feel like you're obligated to all my time is just like I don't like that at all. Like I don't know. Like, I just feel like the corporate schema is not working anymore, and that's really why there's a lot of firing. Like, there's a lot of people quitting up top, and it just trickles down even to the bottom of like retail and all the other jobs. Like, people are quitting because people are exhausted and people feel like their time does not belong to them. And it's like we have these bullshit ass meetings where they're talking about, oh, like back to the office. Like, we really want you guys to be yourself like you are at home. And that kind of bothered me because I'm like, let me be honest. You do not want me to be my black self in that office. Like, you want me to be black to an extent, but you do not want to be, you don't want me to be the black person I am sitting in my home or when I'm out with friends or family. You want me to be what's an acceptable black. And they were talking about with my company because of like it being as fun as it is, the network. Oh, why don't you like you guys address to express yourself and who you are? And I'm like, you don't really want me to dress to express who I am, because if I walk in there with like my head wrap and a nice kente cloth skirt and a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, that won't be received well by a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So like I feel like there's like that disregard there, like, and that's like a conversation that I had with like some of my coworkers today, and we were just talking about being black in white spaces and just like our whole interview process, like with this job. Like we were like talking about our interview process, and we had like two interviews and whatever. One was with like the management, and then the other was with HR and maybe a supervisor for the potential team that we were going to be on, which the team we are on now. And we both, all three of us, have said we had asked the HR and supervisor, like, how diverse is your company? And I feel like in 2022, we should not be asking employers how diverse is your workspace, because I feel like a lot of jobs need people of color and black people, because let's be real, like, black people and people of color control the media, control the digital space. Like, a lot of the trends that start on TikTok were created and curated by black people and people of color. And a lot of them are curated by women of that are black and people of color. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if you're gonna run media should look like the people who are in the media more, who's controlling the narratives and who are in these spaces. You should have more of me, of people that look like me in these spaces, so you know how to make an environment that's inclusive. And I feel like corporate America still doesn't understand it at all. Like, sometimes I feel like with every job, like, and not just this job, I wouldn't say this job per se, but they're always like, yeah, we're diverse, but like there's like five black people, two Hispanic people, one Asian per, like, you know, like the diversity is like very small, like amongst like the other amongst the minority groups. And like I feel like it's hard and complicated to be yourself in those spaces when you know that you're not, some of your like personality and your ethnicity and your race is not like accepted. Like I feel like I have to code switch a lot, and I feel like I have to be an acceptable black at work, and I have to like way between be my private and personal self, and it's draining of putting on this charade all the time. Like I just feel like it's just like draining in general, because I remember talking to my, you know, cohort mates, and they're like the first thing when we got the job acceptance, and they were like, oh, the company sent us like this little board to post about ourselves, where we graduated from, and like fun facts and stuff like that, just to get to know all the people that you're gonna work with coming in. And we all said like, oh, I kept looking to see how many like brown faces were here, like to make sure that I'm not the only black woman or black person in the space. And to me, it's just like people keep saying that race relations and certain racial practices have diminished, and they really haven't. Like, there's no reason why we have to feel this way, that we have to search for ourselves in these spaces, when I, or like, hope that someone that looks like me are in these spaces. Like, it should be a given. And it just like says a lot about the climate of like our like nation, like in general, that like it's like less likely, like if there's this like thing in a job where you won't feel comfortable if you don't see someone that looks like you. And even sometimes in those situations, people that look like you could have so like assimilated so much into this world that they lost who they are. And I think it was so refreshing to hear that, like, as all of us being young individuals going into like the corporate schema, that we're like learning that like not all skin folk are kin folk, but also like these jobs are not as diverse as they saying that they are, that like they are making the initiative, but just to say, just to fill some type of quota. And we were just talking about how it's frustrating to code switch. And it was so funny because we were talking about how culturally wise it's so different. I remember a bunch of my white cohorts were talking about Taylor Swift. Not saying there's not black women or black girls that listen to Taylor Swift. I used to be heavy into Taylor Swift, but it was so but that was so old, back when Kanye dissed her at the VMAs. That's when I liked her. And all of us were lost on what they were talking about. And then we just were like, "Oh, does anyone listen to Chloe and Halle?" And they were like, "Who?" And it was just like, okay, there's those weird things. And then the language is also different. Me and my coworkers were talking about how black people have this thing to be like, "Ciao." And she's like, "I said it to someone and they got offended." And I was just like, "Yeah, because if you say ciao to me, it's just a figure, it's just a way of speaking." And I just feel like it's so weird because even in spaces where my boss is like, "I really want," they always preach to us, "I really want you to bring yourself into these spaces." It's like, how can I bring myself into these spaces when these spaces are not open to me, or they're not familiar with me per se? They may be open, but they're not familiar. And it's just that's kind of when people are like, "Oh, black people seem to gravitate to each other when they're in these spaces," because it's just they're the only people that understand. Other black people will understand me more than my other, work coworkers, my cohort members. And it's not like I don't think they will try to understand me, but it's just a cultural difference. And some things make sense to me that will never make sense to them. And there's some things that make sense to them that doesn't make sense to me. And I feel like a lot of jobs should look into, when they say diversity, we don't mean diversity in in just faces, but people who come from different socioeconomic backgrounds, from people who have various backgrounds in different areas, and just more people that are just understanding of people. I feel like that's really the issue, because I feel like I shouldn't have to assimilate, and I feel like I shouldn't have to have a private and public self because my job doesn't really have doesn't make me feel like I have a space to be socially myself. And it's just it goes back to we were just talking about just being kids. We're always told, black children specifically, and this is only talking about myself, that we're told we have to work 10 times harder and be 10 times better and 10 times this. And it's just in the spaces, when I talk to the other minorities that are in the company that's been there for a while, they're like, "Honestly, that's still true." And it's just like, why do I still have to keep falling victim to these systems? Why do I still have to work harder than my other non, minority coworkers? Why is this still such a thing? And why do I have to assimilate to this culture? I don't like if they're not proving themselves, why do I have to prove myself? What if we're doing the same level of work and at the same speed, why do I have to push myself even harder just to stand out? That's just stuff that frustrates me, because it's just I feel like in corporate America, you have to kiss ass to get anywhere and just to be anything in these companies. And it's just so draining, because my whole life I always had to be 10 times better, 10 times smarter, 10 times harder to occupy these spaces. And I feel like that just makes a hostile work environment. And I just feel like, why do I have to prove myself? Why can't I just be good at my job and you see it and you be like, "Okay, she could be ranked up or she could do this," but I have to stand out amongst everybody. And it's just like we were just talking about how draining that is. And and this is why I feel like things like critical race theory are important, and just understanding different backgrounds, culturally And like it would just make so much of a difference because like I feel like the workspaces are still following this like archaic model of like and there's like some type of like under like prejudice and like stuff like that in a lot of these places, like when it comes to the fact that like when it's like black people in these spaces, like, and sometimes it's weird being black in these spaces because it's just like you don't know what to be, who to be, and how to be, because what is socially acceptable for other peoples are not socially acceptable for you. Like, if I like was passionate and had a passionate or a conversation with like my boss about something, or like I felt like something should be changed, I could either be labeled the angry black girl, or I could be labeled like that I'm too aggressive, I'm too assertive. But like if other of my non like minority coworkers had that conversation, they wouldn't be labeled anything. So it's just like so frustrating, like trying to navigate this space. Like I think like as much as this job is good, but I also noticed that navigating corporate America is like going to be so complicated when a lot of these practices are still a thing. And like it's just like I feel like I have to like repress pieces of myself or like and just fit into it. And it's just like I don't like to fit in. Like I just want to be me. Like because so much of like my life had to be like I have to fit in to match whatever environment I'm in. And it's really frustrating and it's like so challenging because like even me and my coworkers is like we had like we got a email talking about how like we've been coming into the building to come be familiar with it, that there was like a group of cohorts that were rowdy and stuff like that, and you cannot be like that. And even like today when we were in the office, like our like non-minority cohort members were just rowdy and just like loud and obnoxious. And then all of like my minority coworkers, we were all sitting on the other side, just quiet and like timid because we said at lunch, we were all talking to each other, like we know that our repercussions like will be so much severe or different than our other cohort members. So it's just like navigating space, like you have to read in between the lines, because as much as like my job is like, oh, be yourself and like you bring something to the table, like shows what you bring to the table, as much as they say that, like you also as like a black person and a person of color, you know that that's not really what they mean, and it means something different to you. Like that's like the point that I'm trying to like get out, is just like a lot of things mean differently when you're black and a person of color, because it just doesn't seem marketable. It doesn't seem like you're on brand. Like certain things are socially acceptable for you to be, but not entirely. And I think like one of the biggest things that I notice in like going forward is just like I have to find a balance with just being true to myself and not like feeling like I have to assimilate, because like that's kind of like sometimes my frustration. Like I feel like I always have to constantly assimilate and be who they want me to be. But like I'm also like I'm tired of like just making people comfortable. Like why can't you just be comfortable with me? Like like it's just so weird, and I'm like and it's so like frustrating just being black and in these spaces. Like and even like I have my hair braided, and I remember like some older like family members like, you're gonna wear your hair braided, and I'm like yeah, and they were like, but like you work in corporate America, and I'm like, see, this is why like there needs to be like change in these systems, because I feel like and in some of the older people's mindsets that work in these companies, because my hair shouldn't be a issue. Like, I get my hair braided because if I don't get my hair braided, I'm gonna have to wake up 2 hours earlier to get ready for work. And then, like, probably be irritated the whole day because it didn't turn out right or whatever. Like, my hair is my hair. It's my identity. Like, that's a part of me, and what I do with it shouldn't infringe on you at all. And I just feel like these spaces have been this way for so long because no one's challenged them. No one has ever they have called them out about it, but a lot of these companies would rather let you go than to like address the issue at hand. And that's like the problem in general with jobs across this country, across the world, when it comes to blackness. There's so much underlying like issue, prejudice and bias when it comes to blackness that these spaces are like, when black people enter these spaces, you have to find what is okay for you to do in these spaces instead of saying this person is black and that's okay. Like, and they can be exactly who they want to be. Yes, be professional about it, but like, I feel like there should not be separate rules for groups of people. Like, that's like the issue. Like, all of this, like, all these systems are so old, and I just really feel like with time that they just need to be changed. Like, they need to just like become a space where every identity is just okay and protected. Like, I shouldn't have to feel like I have to be a certain way. Like, yes, I have to be professional, I have to be this, I have to be a certain person at work, but I feel like I also shouldn't have to be a certain, an acceptable black. And by acceptable black, like the black that, white people will like, like the black that they deem okay. Like, I don't feel like I have to, like, I feel like I shouldn't have to be that because that's what you think, I should be in that space. And honestly, I feel like if there's more, like, I feel like if they had more black people in leadership, people of color in leadership, like, there could be a shift. And like, what I mean by black people and other people and like, and minority people in leadership, I just feel like people that are genuinely down for the cause, like people who genuinely want to transform the space, the work environment. Because like, a lot of the times, like, I don't feel like code switching. Like, I feel like and I don't feel like having to explain it. And then like, when and just such a divergent from what I was talking about, like with code switching. Like, if I say chow boo, or I say, oh, this is bussin', like, you come back and you hear it and you're just like, what? Like, do you know what that means? Like, you're using it wrong, and like, it just feels like then it gets copied and stuff like that. It's just really weird. Like, and you feel uncomfortable. Like, I just feel like there should just be like, just like openness to like other people's cultures and identities and like existence. Like, and I just feel like the race part of like working in like any job is just so frustrating because there's so many different expectations for everyone that is frustrating. Like, there's like different expectations for black people, there's different expectations for Hispanic people, and so on and so forth. And it's then it comes like another level of expectation, especially when you're a woman or a man of a other group. Like, it's just so frustrating because it's like, there's no right or wrong way to go about it, but like, you're just forced to just be in this, like you can't be yourself, like in these spaces, and you just have to navigate these spaces so much differently. And like, and it's uncomfortable because it's just like, how much of myself am I willing to just like suppress to satisfy the masses? And it's like, it's just like weird. I don't know. Maybe one day things will change. Maybe when things days will be different or whatever. Like, and I guess like mostly this is why I'm comfortable where I am, where I'm working with a team that is minority based, when it's just black and like Hispanic, because and other ethnic groups within it, that is just like, I relate to these people. It's personable, and I feel like there's a certain learning curve and like a certain way to deal with me being a black woman. And I'm like appreciative of like where I'm starting out in that area, and I feel like once this program is like really finished or like done with, I think like I'm gonna request to just be in that area because like I feel like I relate more. I feel like when you relate to your work, you perform better, and when you and at times when you work with people that look like you, like you just do better. Like I just remember having like black professors, black teachers, and I just felt like comfortable. I felt safe than like with non-black teachers. It's so weird to like explain, like unless you're like a other, but like I feel like society like has made it so uncomfortable for like me to exist for so long that like I feel like I just don't have a safe space at work or at home or like anything because like it's just the issue with blackness in general makes so many people uncomfortable, and it's like you always have to just code switch and be like different. Like you can never truly be yourself, and it's just like I don't know. I wish it wasn't this way. I just wish reality was it like was that you could just exist without all these different like components of your identities. Like, and it's just different. Like it's just so hard, especially when you have intersecting identities. Like I'm black, but I'm also a woman, and like it could be a double jeopardy. Like I just remember growing up, like my mom saying, like, "You're two of the worst things in this country. You're black and you're also a woman." So it's just like you're reminded of that, and you're reminded of that every time you occupy spaces that are never really were never really meant or built for you. So it's just like, you know, I'm really struggling, but it was just like so it was such an honest and pure moment to hear my other like coworkers, my black cohort members talk about how they are also having this issue with navigating blackness in a workspace and in the corporate world where there's like a certain way of being and existing. So it's just like, you know, like such a refreshing conversation to have and like an honest conversation to have. And it just made me feel like I was not alone. I was not lost. I was not feeling the same way that I was feel like I wasn't the only one feeling the way that I was feeling. So like that's just like where I am now. And I'm pretty sure this is a rant, and I'm pretty sure like it was all over the place. But like I just think like it's really interesting navigating blackness in corporate spaces and in spaces that like are not like are accepting of blackness but not accepting of all parts of blackness that doesn't fit the societal norm in the space's norm. So that's that. But like I'm just gonna make this clear. I'm still gonna wear my box braids. I'm still gonna use one of my sick days to get my hair free braided, and I'm still just gonna find ways to be true to myself but also being just professionally true to myself because I don't want to lose myself. And I've seen family members who have gone into corporate America and their whole personality and who they are changed just to fit into this world, and I don't feel like I want to fit into this world. I feel like I just want to exist in this world, and I feel like I want to be Jai, and I feel like I want to be able to bring all of me to the table to see that I am not just only what you think of me, and I'm so much more than that. And that's just like where I am and like trying to find that balance. But like also I have to realize that a lot of these systems were things that were in place for years and for centuries and decades on end, that like none of this schema would change unless like the older generation moves out of these jobs. And honestly, I'm feeling like the boomers gotta go. Like, you know, and everyone else that are just like not ready to progressively take that shift because like the nation and jobs love to say that, oh, the race, certain race issues have progressed, and they have not progressed. Like when you really look at the timeline, 1960s is not too far from 2022. Like, you know, like none of this is too far away on the timeline. It's just that like there's become new ways in dealing with these issues, like microaggressions and passiveness and stuff like that. And There's so much to unpack and unwind when you think about it, but like I just really felt like with that conversation today, like I felt comfortable and validated in what I was feeling because it's nice knowing that there's someone else that looks just like me, that feels just like how I feel, and that like it's not just a personal issue, but like a big issue and like issues that like I feel like we as a people need to just start challenging in these spaces and just starting making people uncomfortable, ruffling feathers. Because, like, you know, I feel like no one should have to assimilate or like hide pieces of themselves because you have to be what society deems you to be. So that's just like really what's been going on in my world and in my life. And I feel like it's also Women's History Month, so I feel like we should be embracing all women in from all different nationalities, ethnicities, backgrounds, and other stuff. So that's just my tidbit about it. But also, before I conclude this episode, support Black women this month. Support every woman of color this month. You know, like, buy Black books, buy women of color books. Like, there's so much resources and knowledge on things that I'm talking about and, like, things that are going on in this world that are really important. And I feel like the more people read, the more educated they are on these issues, the more the better the world can be, and that's just like where I am. But I hope that you guys enjoyed this rant, and this is the end of this episode, and I hope you guys get to hear from me soon. God only knows where I will be in the next week or so, but thanks for tuning in, guys.